And that was perfect music coming out of a talk about the circus. And that was Cirque de la Symphonie, which is happening this Saturday at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Joining me now in the studio, I'm so happy to say, is Mary Bate, curator at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, and Giuliano Cesari, whose collection will be opening at the ACA this Saturday for the Second Saturday Art Walk. And that collection is called Passion, the Art of Collecting, from the collection of the Georgia Museum of Art on loan from Giuliano Cesari. And Mary, I know you're very, very happy about this exhibit. And before we talk with Giuliano more about that collection, tell us just why you're so excited.
It's a treat for Lafayette to have, there's over 200 objects of art, and they span from the 1400s to today. And we've showcased them, I think, in a very personal way. We tried to bring art that paralleled each other over generations in groupings so that people can understand modern art and art from the past in a fresh way, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And it's not usually something we do. You know, we usually showcase more contemporary art. So I think it's a real treat. It's a kind of a Christmas special.
Well, I think anyone who has ever seen even a very small sampling from Giuliano's collection is ecstatic that you all are doing such a large collection as well. And Giuliano, tell us just a bit about how you got started collecting, because this truly has been a passion for nearly all of your life.
Oh, it's a little bit difficult to explain it, but I think I bought my first etching by Stefano Della Bella when I was 11. And I bought my first drawing when I was 14.
I'm trying to imagine parents out there going, why can't my children be interested in art like that as well? What developed your passion so early? What drew you to art?
I think probably because during the war, my house was bombed, the house where I grew up.
Which was in Florence, Italy.
Was in Florence, Italy. So we moved, the whole family moved in the underground cave of the Strozzi Palace in Florence. But I have access to go around. You know, this is a palace with 170 rooms with a fantastic work of art. So it was easy. You know, I see Cellini, I see Robetta, I see, you know, many fantastic things. And I don't know, this sparkled my imagination, I guess.
And so was this palace a museum at that time, or they just opened their doors?
No, they was living. Actually, was the two brother and a mother that was living in the palace with a servant and everything. The garden, beautiful garden, you know, absolutely fantastic.
So, and so they allowed families from Florence to come and live there?
Well, I think my family actually worked for the Stuart, you know, for the at least 1500. So it was normal when my grandfather's house was bombed, they offered, you know, a place to stay with us. Yes.
And so, of course, not only did you get to see these beautiful art objects, but you began to realize that people can collect them.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, I really like this a lot, and I start to study more, and I really, you know, and the two gentlemen, the two Marchese Strozzi, you know, Gerio and Uberto, was so nice with me. They, you know, they sit down and explain and try to explain the artist and the difference, you know, from one period to another period, the difference from an original etching and a painting and a drawing and a bronze. So for me, it was intriguing. It was interesting.
I've never heard that story. That is just lovely. Whatever happened to their art collection?
Part is in the Florentine Museum, part is in the Bargello, part is in the Uffizi, and some went back to their relative in England, because this was a descendant from Mary Stuart, who actually moved to Italy in the, I think, 1400, something, or maybe the before, when Mary Stuart had problem with Queen Elizabeth I.
So you not only learned about art, but history as well. It was so much a part of your life. Well, when did you purchase your very first piece?
I think when I was 11, mm-hmm. I remember, you know, going, I finished school, mm-hmm. you know, you remember I finished school and I start to work when I was 11. So I have a little money, you know, I give some to my mother, of course, but of course my mother give me a little money. With this, I can do whatever I want. I can go to see a movie or I can buy a work of art. And this is what I did.
You bought art.
Yeah.
And do you remember that piece?
Of course, I have in the show.
And what is that piece?
It's actually an etching by Stefano Della Bella. He's a Florentine artist, famous to be Louis the 14th teacher, by the way, and also Cosimo de Fres teacher. So he was born in 1610, died in 1664.
Now, I'm sure there's some people out there thinking, okay, he chose not to go to a movie and buy this piece. How much did that cost you?
Oh, I think it cost something like a dollar, the equivalent of a dollar in the time.
I'm, and many people are gasping, just like I am as well, that you started collecting and buying pieces that are absolutely precious right now at that time. What year was that? That was after the war?
1951.
Yeah. You bought your first piece.
Yeah. And I bought my first drawing when I was 14. And oh, I pay a dollar and a half for that one, by the way. Che actually is in exhibit in the Georgia Museum. It was published in the catalog by the Georgia Museum just last year.
What drove your early collecting? Were they just pieces that you liked, or were they very particular? You mentioned drawings.
I tend to like everything. Mm. In fact, it was one of the funny things. My mother, she used to complain. She said, I don't want to go in your bedroom anymore because it's impossible to dust. And I said, well, stop coming and dust. I mean, I don't need to have the dust take out.
I'll dust it myself.
But I really have from candelabra, from object, from books, from, you know, painting, from drawing, from etching, everything.
So you're really omnivorous
collecting. Oh, yes. I mean, if people come and see the show, they will see there are lots of stuff, not just art, yeah. You know.
Well, now, kind of a sad thing happened, I guess, in the flood of 1966 when the Arno overflowed.
Yes. And I lost many pieces.
Yes.
Correct. And some of the drawing, okay, I tried to recuperate, still have the trace of the mud from the flood in 1966.
You kept some of those.
Yeah.
I remember reading something about it saying there were so many people from all over the world who came to try and help in Florence, and they were called mud angels.
Yes.
It was an Italian word for people.
I have 3 feet of water and about, 10 inch of mud. And also, cost. You need to remember, this was the 4th of November. This means the oil, the gas, the oil of the heat system was already in place. So you see the naphtha and oil all over the city, and everything is impossible to take out.
Oh, but that didn't dampen your enthusiasm, did it, for collecting?
Well, you know, I in the time I need to move, I lost my job, I lost everything, and mm-hmm. you know, so I moved to Paris, working in Paris, and part in Portofino, and then I moved back to Florence, and I decided to open my own store.
And so your passion could be
correct.
An excuse because it was business.
Yeah. Correct.
So you continued collecting and eventually came to Louisiana.
Yeah.
You had an exhibit
here. Late 1974, mm-hmm. I actually met the year before a friend of mine, Joel Fletcher, and he suggested, you know, why you don't come to Louisiana and with your collection and my knowledge and contact, we can probably do an exhibition for the bicentennial. So I came, and Mrs. Fletcher, you say, why you don't stay here? And I'm still here.
People love
and I
here.
Love Louisiana. Yeah. I need to confess, I love the people, I love the food, I love living here.
Mm.
So.
Well, and people love what you've collected and what you've brought to us here as well. Now, obviously, your collection got too big for your bedroom. It got too big for your house.
Correct.
And so the Georgia Museum took on quite a bit of your collection.
Yes, in 1992, 1993, mm-hmm. through a friend of mine living in Athens, Georgia, they talk about my collection to the Georgia Museum, and they finally came. And I thought, you know, maybe they take 50, 60 pieces. Actually, the first time, the first trip, they take over 500, and then they come back again and again, and all together, you know, I have thousands of pieces there. And they use for special exhibitions, so this is good.
So you didn't feel like you were losing the pieces?
No, in fact, and I can go and visit when I want, and if they don't use for a special exhibition, I can ask for pieces back, so it's
so
kind of fun.
You can have them in your bedroom again.
Yes, correct.
Well, now Mary mentioned that there are 200 pieces in the exhibit at the ACA that will open this Saturday for Art Walk. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite pieces in this exhibit? What should we, I mean, we should see all of them, but what really?
I don't know. Depend which day.
It's like saying which is your favorite child. I know that.
it's very difficult. Yeah. I think, for example, I have a fantastic, one of my favorite is a Wall Coon portrait of a beautiful lady. I mean, I absolutely adore that one. But, you know, it's very difficult because I have a Roman head, you know, okay, it's about 2000 BC, okay, I think is absolutely fantastic.
A piece
too.
Of sculpture
yeah.
or a piece of
yes.
sculpture?
Yes. And it's actually red marble, and it comes from the King of Italy collection originally. I still have the stake in the place, so.
I mean, I'm going to say you probably paid more than $1.50 for that
yes,
piece.
Probably yes. Yes.
But you have continued in many ways to live where when you do get some money, you put it back into your art collection, that really
You're
has
right.
been the passion of your
You're
life.
You're right. If I sell one piece, I generally buy one or two or three. Yes.
To add to the collection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, give us a sense of the span of years that people can. I think Mayor may have mentioned that, but just so we know, I guess the full extent of what we'll be seeing.
Well,
on Saturday.
The early, I think, object is probably a contract in writing cuneiform done in Mesopotamia. And it's about between 4000 BC, around 4000 BC. To contemporary work of art. I still collect, Louisiana contemporary work.
That has always been a lovely component.
So it's really, you know, I like a strat. I like, and I like any type of thing. I like bronze. I like drawing. I like etching. I like lithograph. I like everything.
Well, I think that's what you sense when you go to an exhibit of your work is just how loved everything is.
Yes,
you get a sense of a love, and we just thank you so much. We're kind of running out of time here, but I would suggest that people go to see this exhibit this weekend. Again, a collection of works that Giuliano Cesari has been collecting for so many decades, and they are now a part of the Georgia Museum of Art from that collection, and we are so privileged to see about 200 pieces in the main gallery opening this Saturday. How long will it be up, Mary?
Till January 10th.
Okay, so we have a little while, and people can go as often as they like and just enjoy these pieces.
I think you really need to see more than one time.
That's right. So spend some time with this collection,
yes.
A real opportunity for us all. And Giuliano, again, thank you for making Lafayette your home.
Thank you.
And for allowing us this privilege.
Thank you.
Thank you both.